Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, you were with, once again, Governor Andrew Cuomo during the roundtable program. Let's start with the budget. When he described it as historic, one of the best, if not the best budget that's been done, you remarked, what about the Assembly Speaker, Carl Hastie, who said, for this budget, New Yorkers should hold their nose?
Well, it does go to show you, David, that the priorities of the Assembly, which is primarily New York City, and the governor, who has to worry about the whole state, are very different. Speaker Hastie, you know, has a number of constituencies to satisfy. You have a governor who knows how to negotiate better than anybody. These other folks aren't really used to this governor's style, which is very, very strong. And, you know, he got pretty much what he wanted, and the speaker wasn't happy about some of it. Nevertheless, one has to just chalk that up to the fact that the governor got what he wanted and the speaker didn't. And the speaker and Andrea Stewart Cousins, who is the new head of the Senate, who is a woman, which is great. It's wonderful to see two men and at least one woman in the room, had to negotiate that budget. But the Senate Democrats have now had a lesson from this governor about not taking him on. For example, the whole thing about Amazon was pretty well laid at the Senate door for having screwed it all up. And so I think what you're seeing is an emerging idea that if the governor wasn't going to have the Republicans, which he apparently liked to have, slowing things down, he was going to have to teach the new senators a lesson, and that he did. Now, are there any specifics that you wanted to talk about, David?
Well, one of them was the motivation, and you pointed out that most, or part at least, of that motivation to get that budget on time was the pay raise, which they will get. One of the other things that's in the budget is the governor's own raise, which will make him the highest paid governor by, I believe, 2021 or 22.
Well, yes, that's true. And as you know, during the negotiations, the legislature desperately wanted that raise. There's all kinds of talk about who won on substantive issues, but I have believed from day one that that was what was going to motivate an on-time budget, and I think I was right. In the end, their own pockets became paramount in how this is going to get done. And that's not to say a good deal of good substantive legislation hasn't been passed. But when you talk about things like congestion pricing so that some of the cars are going to get cleared out of New York City and some of the other things that you saw in that budget, although marijuana was not part of it, you know, you get the idea that, you know, these are important subjects. But I'm telling you, I just smell it. I know it's the money that really counted. Now, as far as the governor is concerned, what was not so hutsy-tutsy about that one was that that didn't get done until the last minute. Frankly, I don't think it's too much money. $250,000 may seem like it's the end of the world to many people who would object to 10 cents. But, you know, you're governor of one of the biggest states in the country with all of the complexities, and you take a look at what CEOs of major corporations are making, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars. I don't think that's that much money.
One of the things that made news, Alan, wasn't what was in the New York State budget, but what hadn't made the New York State budget, which seemed at one point to be fast-tracked. That's the legalization of marijuana. Governor Andrew Cuomo seemed primarily to want it to help fill the budget gap, but the complexities of the legislation led them to put it aside. And yesterday, you asked him about it. He said, we will get marijuana done. It's not a question of desire. It's a question of practical reality. And they very well could get it done by June, the end of session.
Well, they could. I gave him a hard time about that because a year ago he was telling me that marijuana was not to his liking for a number of reasons. One of them was that it was an entry drug for other drugs, and he came around, he changed his mind, and he came out swinging. So I asked him whether or not, you know, he really, really wanted it, and he said yes, he did. But somehow, this governor, who got almost everything he wanted in this budget, didn't get marijuana, which he says was denied to him. And I'm not so sure that he really wanted it the way that he says he wanted it.
By the way, what about New York being poised to become the ninth state to raise the legal age for buying cigarettes from 18 to 21? Critics say it's unfair to individuals who can vote, serve in the military, or even be elected to the state legislature.
All true. On the other hand, somebody's life is going to get saved because of this. Every kind of emphasis we can put on not smoking is only to the good. I walk around, I see teenagers smoking, and everybody who puts one of those things in his mouth is subjecting themselves to terrible, terrible harm. Anything that this country can do is okay with me.
At least 25 people, Alan, got security clearances from Trump officials after being denied by civil servants. This is according to a White House whistleblower who told Congress about these irregularities.
David, this is a hell of a story. The fact of the matter is, this country has secrets. The whistleblower comes forward, courageously, by the way, and we're hearing that both Ivanka and Jared Kushner were on that list. And, you know, when the whistleblower came forward, some of the concerns were made, which were some of the people, I'm not saying which ones, because I don't know which ones, had drug problems and put themselves into precarious positions and other things. So the fact that the president, who has the power to override the security clearances and who did so with 25 people, let me say, this is a guy who is always trying to play that Hillary Clinton, because of the email server, had put America at risk. At least one person says this is thousands of times worse than anything that Hillary Clinton has ever been accused of.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, David.